Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and good evening. We welcome you to Catharsis on Is That Jazz Radio. I am your host, Ebony Zudia, and we thank you for joining us. Catharsis is a moment of release, a psychological release of unbalanced emotion, a purification and a clarification, a moment of self and what I like to call a moment of beyond self-awareness. We have with us this evening a brilliant brother who I have known for some time now, Dr. Ali Muhammad Amaru Namatagachi Ali. Dr. Ali Muhammad is the current acting head of the Aboriginal Republic of North America. This brother is a teacher and author. He specializes in indigenous naturopathy as a doctor, and also in international human rights as an Aboriginal jurist, bringing you civics, knowledge of self, history, health, and even more. We will be back with our brother, Dr. Ali Muhammad, in a moment, so please take this time to expand your minds while listening to Lonnie Listening Smith and the Cosmic Echoes Expansions.
brother.
What's up? Hey, how you doing, man?
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop. Right on.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Black gold with the diamond gold.
Peace, family. Am I back on the air, Tracy?
Yes, you are, Ebony.
Peace, family. We have this evening with us Dr. Ali Muhammad, leader of the Indigenous Socio-Political Paradigm, Indigenous Doctor of Medicine, Diagnostics, and Nutrition, tribal lawyer, jurist, business developer, and author, joining us on Catharsis to discuss his new book, The Melanin Encyclopedia. This brother is a teacher and author. Like I mentioned earlier, he specializes in naturopathy as a doctor and international human rights as an Aboriginal jurist, bringing you civics, knowledge of self, history, health, and even more. We're still waiting for the brother to call in, so we're going to take you on another ride and listen to another song, but we'll be back with Dr. Ali in a moment. If you're out there, brother, all you got to do is press one and let Tracy know that you are on the line. Peace, family. We'll be back in a moment.
Reggie with Blaze L's. I was a kid, not even 12. Many cassettes on my shelf. Public enemy to many was the poppin' that we sell. Fascinated by the beats that break your neck like the E-cell. Back with crack with the retail, I paid attention to detail. Only possibly Daddy Kane, pretty certain that he failed. I became criminal minded, nobody instantly know. So I had to help myself, even when times got rough. Or DMC had to remind me, be leather, I'm so tough. I approach the gates of hell, they'll be scared to open up. The villains thinking they showed up, but they're not even showing up. So this song's for you, hip hop, thought you should know what's up. Without you growing up, this world might have cold crushed a motherfucker. Yeah, I said it. I thank God that you were always there. Pocket big got shot. I see with catches the flag talking about pig got popped. No sell back in the day, it was a pager that you rocked. Never imagined it may be or nickel and dime hop. Some of my people blasting heat, but was it back in my garage? I rocked hip hop like D24s. How could I stop? You let me reminisce a little. I like steel and beat rock. At the black moon, got the prophets when I left my mama's spot. Without a reasonable doubt, this is a life of hard knocks. Might be me against the world, I'm ready to die if it's not. At the radio station locked on 97.1. The antidote I need was they defeated before it's done. It's funny, these shook ones. Moment of truth that was written, entering 36 chambers, smoking on chronic can motivate me to start spitting. The time keeps on ticking. The music is so cool that I can eat the fried chicken.
Always yeah. Dead.
Always there since I was a baby and no one cared. She was my mama, she was my papa. They held me down all these times I faced some drama. 2000 came and things started to change, but they the buildings met the planes and everything turned strange. Many ways the hip hop game started crumbling the same. But from Wu-Tang to Lil Wayne, I'll catch the deep rain. Till out dirty shame and into your name and your image. For me, I didn't care. I made the microphone independent. My rockets were splendid, but I'm syllables need a bandage. No time to assess the damage. I just painted out my canvas. Tops of soldiers in the barracks. I live most in Zilla. Feral monster, Bruce Common, and Ghostface Killer. Not a customer or a dealer. What's realer than rhymes with soul? Like it's so ice cold. Ain't you see the future gold? And you were always there.
Live on Catharsis on Is That Jazz Radio. We apologize. Dr. Ali hasn't called in yet, but I wanted to make some announcements. Next Sunday, we will be having on Catharsis Brother Terrence Miller of Nature's Bioorganic Farms. This brother has the science, our ancestral science, on how to plant and grow heirloom and pre-heirloom seeds. They are the seeds that have the ancestral lineage, the ancestral DNA of the original plant in their genes, and they are the seeds that we need to get a hold of if we don't have them already, not Monsanto seeds. He will be on the show giving us deep knowledge on how to grow plants and all types of stuff according to the moon, the movements of the moon and the sun. Also on the 15th, Order Mother Earth, which I am a part of, a motherhood society with the Sister Abundance Child. Shout out to my Sister Abundance Child. We will be in the building on the 15th at the National Black Theater in Harlem for the annual Women's Herstory Month celebration, which welcomes Sister Mama Shahrazad Ali from the Hidden Colors documentary, and she's a renowned author as well. For more information about that, you can hit up King Simon. Shout out to that brother. Peace, brother. You can hit him up on Facebook, King Simon or Abundance Child, or you can drop Squad Kitchen to get tickets and more information about it. Also, I'm a part of a group called 7-Eleven Cosmic Expressions with a sister, Amora La Luna, and we are artists, local artists, that try to help promote other artists, and we're bringing one of the last poets as a feature, Baba Abiodun Oyewole of The Last Poet. So he will be in the building March the 27th at 7 p.m. We're actually doing an hour before the event actually starts, which is at 8 p.m. We're allowing people that really can't afford to see him to have a one-on-one with this brother, and he's willing to do that for our people. So if you're in the Delaware area, please come out and support your people, because this brother is coming from New York and he don't want nothing, just patronize him and buy his book. That's it. Like I said, the event actually starts at 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. We may go a little bit longer, but this brother is having a private event at 7 p.m. where you can give a donation, but it is free for those that can't afford the event. Okay, and that's, like I said, March the 27th. That's a Friday in Wilmington, Delaware at Levity. If you need more information about it, you can hit up 7-Eleven Cosmic X, that's EX, at gmail.com, or you can go to our Facebook page at 711 Cosmic Expressions with an X. And you can hit us up there, or you can inbox me, Ebony Zudia or Ramona D, with any information that you have, and I can give you any information that you need. And I want to apologize again, because the brother was in Missouri. He did let me know he was going to be in Missouri doing a lecture. So sometimes these things happen, so we just have to be patient and be understanding and have an overstated and understanding, you know, because our people are out here doing work. There are people really out here doing work to help uplift our people. So we're actually going to close the show out. Tracy, if you have anything to say, you can go ahead and
Ebony,
say what you have to say. Yes.
You know what? Missouri, if he's just in Missouri, Missouri may be Central's time. And given the time change that we just gone through, if our guests will allow us to at least 8:30, our guest listening audience, that is, it may be that this hour delay from Central to Eastern time for someone who has just traveled there may be the reason why we haven't heard this young man call in. I'm sure his credibility speaks for itself. So I don't know. Our listeners, if they want, I'll try and keep the station up playing music to about 8:30. And we'll get back to you. But for right now, just let me play this one song. Ebony, are you okay with that?
Yes, and I'll be back because I wanted to make a last announcement about the brother, Sebastian Graves. He's a local artist in Delaware. This baby is 16 years old, this beautiful brother. But, yes, go ahead. You can go ahead and go to another song.
And if nothing else, to our listening audience, we really appreciate you. So this is our goal, to make the best show ever where the guest has yet to call in. So please hold on.
When he asked me if I had something to say for him, dipped on the scale, had my mind in a twirl, and realized I was carrying the weight of the world. Who else would bear the burden, give the shirt on their back, rejuvenate the streets and rehabilitate rap? You see these minds are strapped, and I can see where they at, living in these fantasies that's about to collapse. I see a breach in their heart when I reach in their heart and grab them before more ignorance starts to kill on communities, rain our true abilities, frame them. The picture's the same, most of y'all feeling me, the rest of y'all not, cause you're missing the point, trying to blow up the spot and fill a slot of a new age slave. It's a shame how our people behave, got our roots turning over in graves, gotta walk on the path that they pave. I'm not the first or the last of the brave to break chains.
Might as well be you. The people wanna see what you all about and see if
If you gon' give it your all amount, that's all that counts. I wonder how it feels to be you. 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 I wonder how it feels.
So come to think about it, I want to get free and ease my mind, but I just can't get away. And come to think about it, I want to get free and ease my mind, but we gotta find a better way. But come to think about it, I want to get free and ease my mind, but I just can't get away. And come to think about it,
peace family. I hope y'all are enjoying the music. Like, Is That Jazz Radio honestly is one of the best radio stations I've ever heard. They play nothing but music that is very uplifting and positive, or I'll use healthy, you know, very healthy music, healthy for your spirit and your soul. So when you get a chance, any free time you may have, or you're doing work and you need to listen to music, because a lot of times I do listen to music while I'm working, because it helps me, because I am an artist, and it just helps me with my creativity. Go to isthatjazzradio.com, click on the link that says radio and news, and you can tune into the radio station. They play awesome music. You can just go to the website and listen for yourself. I wanted to also mention that I am a co-host of a TV show here in Delaware called The Black Perspective. The Black Perspective, we debate and discuss the issues that plague the Black communities and come up with viable solutions and answers to our many issues, okay? So actually, either Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever's convenient for the brother, Dr. Ali Muhammad, he actually is coming back to Wilmington, Delaware, because he was just here on March the 1st. So he's coming back to Delaware to actually be a guest on the TV show. So, you know, that's a beautiful brother. You know, I support him 100%. He's actually helped me in a lot of ways, and I'm actually a student of his, taking the health course that he has, level one health course. So big ups to that brother. I know he wasn't able to call in because he is busy, and I understand that. Also, I wanted to let the family all over, and especially in Wilmington, Delaware, that we weren't able to play Sebastian Graves' music during the broadcast this evening, but at 10 o'clock p.m., Sebastian Graves, 16-year-old rapper, singer, and songwriter from Wilmington, Delaware, will be featuring his one of his songs called New Calliope. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. It's a beautiful song. This brother is 16 years old. He's a baby, and he's a songwriter, a singer, and a rapper. Like, his music is very, very beautiful. And I want to give a shout out to his father, Thomas Ellis. We appreciate y'all, and we'll be building real soon. But your music will be playing on the radio station at 10 p.m. And the radio station, I mean, it broadcasts everywhere. Over 2 million listeners are listening to the radio station. So that's, like, really, really a good look, brother. Hope y'all listening, but just if you could stay on the line until 10 o'clock, you will hear your music playing. Also want to give a big ups to my brother Ngozi of Ibeji Radio. I am one of his artists that be in his studio often. Told him I'm getting back in the studio real soon, probably tomorrow. So I hope you listening, Ngozi, because I'm going to be there tomorrow in the studio to lay some things down. His music also will be played on the air after Brother Sebastian Graves' music will be playing. I mean, this brother Ngozi, he is an awesome DJ. I've never seen a DJ do what he do by mixing all types of music, international, jazz, hip-hop, mixing it all together. mixing Messiah Garvey, Marcus Garvey, you know, mixing him in and mixing Gil Scott-Heron in, you know, as he played jazz and hip-hop and reggae. This brother is serious on the ones and twos. Just big ups to that brother. I hope you listen to Ingoldsby because your music will be playing this evening, a little after 10 o'clock. What else? I think that's pretty much it, right, Tracy? You listening, well, Tracy?
Yes, I'm right here. Here is that jazz. I guess this is one of our growth moments, and we appreciate our listeners, as this is the first time our host has ever experienced a caller actually not calling in. And I, for one, think that she did a very good job and gave out some very good information about some upcoming shows and what to expect in the future. We will have a chance to talk to the guest we had tonight, as he is due back in Wilmington for the Black Perspective. And as Ebony mentioned, that is just one awesome program that Brother Christopher has. So, Ebony, I just want to let folks know that the young man you were talking about will be played on isthatjazzradio.com.
Yes.
And like Ebony gave instructions, you can just click on the radio and it'll come up. And it's a very good music, and we have Ngozi as the DJ after that. Ebony, I want to thank you for your patience and just understand that we're growing as this, you know, we're continuing to learn. So we're going to, Ebony, do you have anything else you want?
Yes, I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in. Like, we really, really appreciate you for tuning in, like, deeply appreciate you for tuning in to Catharsis on Is That Jazz Radio. If there are anybody out there that would like to be on the show, you can hit me up, inbox me, Ebony Zudia, on Facebook. It's Ebony Zudia or Ramona Thief. You just put in Ebony Zudia. Zudia is Z-U-U-D-I-A. You hit me up, inbox me. We will have you on the show. We're going to have a number of guests on the show in the coming weeks, and I might make a special broadcast for the rest of the month for Friday, since it is Women's History Month. I think I'm going to bring Sister Amina Ali on really, really soon, maybe Friday. But I'll let everyone know if you just tune in to me on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter at Zudia, Z-U-U-D-I-A, Ebony. And I'm also on Instagram, Yimaya Anam. It's Yimaya with a Y, Y-E-M-A-Y-A. Underscore Anam. That's A-N-A-M. One more thing I think I wanted to add. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Oh, also, if you would like to get in touch with the young brother after you hear his music after 10 o'clock, he's on Twitter as well, Sebastian Graves. He's on Twitter as Graves, that's G-R-V-A-E-S, underscore Wave, W-A-V. And he's also on Instagram at graves.wave, W-A-V. And also you can hit up Ngozi for Ibeji Radio. I think if you Ngozi, N-G-O-Z-I, and he's also on Facebook as Darren, D-A-R-I-N, Snyder, okay? Like the Facebook page, Catharsis, just so you, just to give you a reminder, Catharsis is a moment of release, a psychological release of unbalanced emotions, a purification and a clarification, a moment of self and what I like to call beyond self-awareness. We are helping to uplift and assisting to uplift our spirits and souls, more importantly, because we are not physical beings. We're just having a physical experience. So I love you all, and I hope to have you all tuning in next Sunday as we bring Brother Terrence Miller of Nature's Bioorganic Farms on to discuss farming and agriculture.
Thank you, Ebony. You know, some things happen, and I think you really kept your cool there. I don't know if I would have been as cool and graceful as you've shown on this show. So thank you for your efforts. Callers, you know, the world spins kind of funny sometimes. Thank you.
your heart and soul. I don't hesitate, got the worst in slow.
Going through the
Brother on the line, Dre, if you're there, brother, just hit one.
I'm here.
We can put you. Oh, hey, peace, brother, Islam.
How you doing?
I'm great. I know I haven't seen you in a while, but I'm really, really good. I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, I know you're doing good. I always knew you would do good because you're a different type of sister. So I knew, and I know you're going to do better, you know. So I'm just happy to hear. But I, you know me, man. I'm in one thing, man. Just trying to make it better for the people all together.
Yes, I know, and I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Just so the listeners know who I'm talking to, this is your mommy. You know, saying your name.
Go ahead.
Brother Andre El Jihad Bey. This brother is an awesome brother. He owns a barbershop here in Wilmington, Delaware, and he is, when it comes to the law, you can't say too much about this brother. He knows the law, point blank, period. If you wanted to tell the people, you know, about what you do, brother, you can.
Well, sister, I like to say, I like to put it like, as I'm an exempt minister for the Great Seal Clock of Destiny, Divine National Moorish Movement, you know, I like to know that I'm representing the humanity as one, but our people first. So, you know, trying to bring them back to that right mind, that right state, you know, of being, you know, in status, you know, letting them know that they are a part of this movement and a part of the United States that they are living in as well. So, you know, it's all about law, but we must learn the natural law as well, what you represent this too on this lovely station.
Exactly. Thank you. You were just telling me a little earlier that you love the station, and I was telling the family, you know, that's listening, it really, really is a good, awesome station. Like, when I first listened to the station, I was like, yo, this station, like, you don't have a station. Like, they don't play stations like this on the airwaves, but this is that jazz radio is playing music that they don't want us hearing in the States, not here. Can you tell the people, you know, of your perspective of what you think about the station since you've been listening? You kind of been hooked on it, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, I remember last time you came to the shop and the style of your house, I ain't seen you since. But
yeah.
Hey, I ain't seen when you came. You just got me for everything. So, man,
you know what?
But
no, it's not like
you
that.
Told
you
me,
know what?
You told me that you was going to be a part of something, but you told me a lot of things, sister, and I paid attention to it, but I didn't. And when I seen your blog come on my phone, because a lot of blogs come on my phone from different brothers and sisters, and I seen Abundance name there. So I knew that you worked with her periodically. So I just went and called and see what was y'all talking about. And then I heard music and different things. I like jazz. I'm very much into jazz. Besides, we need more black radio. I listen to WIM a lot, and we don't have a lot of black radio talk shows and jazz shows that really specifically deal with our kind of people. So, you know, what you're doing is a real good art that's coming up. And then we need different type of, you know, conversations that's pertaining to, you know, our community, how we can help it, you know, like in Ferguson situations that we can change legislation. This is the power of radio that we need, you know, in the tri-state area, not just in Delaware, but in the tri-state area that represents the territories of the United States. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I feel as though our people are lacking because we don't have the knowledge and the people that retain the knowledge to give us this type of information. So I appreciate it.
And I appreciate you for tuning in and just being real, you know, being yourself. Honestly, I don't think that it's because of the knowledge. It's like it's so much information out there. Like I tell people all the time, I don't know nothing because there's so much information out there. But why aren't we absorbing it? Like what's going on with our mental capabilities that's not allowing us to absorb this information because it's out there. You know, a lot of us nowadays, we don't like to read. You know, we don't like to be alone, you know, and be by self and just meditate and just go within and ask what it is that we're supposed to do or, you know. So,
Ebony, may I ask
yes, yes, go ahead.
Gentleman that just called, sorry to interrupt you, man, but may I ask
no,
you a question?
No, go ahead.
Brother, sure. Ebony said you own a barbershop, correct?
I own a private barbershop. I've been in barbering for 30 years, sir, here in Delaware. Yeah, I own a private barbershop pertaining to friends and family, you know.
Okay.
And, I'm very good at my craft.
Okay, so I was just thinking that we may broadcast from a barbershop and get the barbershop talk that I grew up on, you know, and so.
Well, I'm right in the city.
Okay, and so I'll definitely make it a point to stop by, and maybe one day we'll bring our radio show to your barbershop and get the perspective of you and your clients. I don't think that's been done either, you know?
Listen, you know what? I'm going to do something better for you. I cut the Chief Justice, Judge Sleet, Judge Gregory Sleet, you know, Chief Justice of the Federal Court. And that's a good guest that you should have on because he's a good justice here that we as black folk don't actually know of. You know what I mean? One of the first elected by Bill Clinton to be in that office. He was the first here in Delaware. So, you know, black, you know what I mean, holding that office. And he'll be retired probably next year. And we don't know that him, Judge Smalls, these different type black judges, they're leaving the office. And we got to really get our people involved and let them know that if you don't get these offices filled by these people that really represent your constitutional rights, you're not going to have too much favor in the way you have, you know, freedoms to walk to and fro like you want or like you just so expect. And I think that we should pay more attention and have venues like this, you know what I'm saying, and people contribute to keep these venues going because it costs money, you know, to do this. And I tell everyone all the time, it takes a community. It takes many, not just one. But if we get that many together and come together as one, we can go really far with it. And I really believe so that if people just take their minds out of the earth, the world for a minute, you know, get it off the material possessions, the things that you so much got your attention, just put it on the natural law of things, and I guarantee all that other stuff will come. But our attention, the sisters is wondering why our attention is not, you know, coming together. It's because that we as adults are not coming together. We are not coming together to sit down and really dialogue with one another and try to find out a perspective on how can we come to a point that we can just be a community, a safe community. Well, we're not going to get rid of crime or two, but we can maintain it to a point where as though it don't overcome us. But in radio, this radio right here, I like it. I like the ideal, you know. And I tell you guys, be strong. Be strong because, you know, the Bible says, you know, a man that put his hand to the plow and looketh back is not fit for the kingdom, you know. So, you know, whatever you put your hand to, and especially to the kingdom that the one creating force has for you, and you look back the opposite way, you're not going to survive. So we already know this by just daily living. So, you know, just continue to do what you do, you know, and do it with the grace of your heart, with loyalty, and guarantee it will bring you what you need, brother. And I'm willing to work with you anywhere at any time.
We will definitely meet each other, man, and, you know, we'll facilitate that. I'll talk to Ebony, you know, and thank you for personally for me providing a cathartic moment, man. I was kind of concerned that our guests hadn't called in, but I think our listening audience having the chance to hear your thoughts and, you know, probably has helped just as much or even more than we can imagine, man. So we'll definitely meet, and I've already taken up too much of Ebony's time, so I'm going to go back to the music. Is that okay? Is that okay, Miss Ebony? Can I go back to the music now?
Yes, I just want to thank you again, Dre, for tuning in and calling in and giving your thoughts on catharsis. And if anybody else, you have anything else that you would like to add, because this show is not my show, it's our show, you know, for the people.
Well, I feel you, sister. I feel you. I love you so much, man. I do.
I love you too. I'll be around to see you. You know, I don't come outside when it's cold. You know, this is not all weather. So you got to forgive me if I don't come around. I know you're only around the corner, but I'll be on the move.
Man, listen, our spirits is in connection, sister. You know, see, you as Moors and declare yourself as a Moor, and it's a spiritual thing because we as a people were spiritually disconnected. So what it is that when things like this is happening, we are unaware that, you know, our forces from long ago are coming together and they operating in just the different entities, man. That's all. But I know you right there. I hear you. And you're going to be all right, sister. You know what I'm talking about.
Right. Yes, indeed. Yeah. I love you too, brother. And I see you soon.
I know you will. I see you. I see you all the time. How my little girl doing?
She's good. Wait till you hear this baby talk. She ain't even two. She's like six, literally.
Yeah, that's what's happening. That's what's happening. My empress. She's an empress.
Yes.
Well, listen, you know, I love you, brothers and sisters. Keep it up, man. Dr. Muhammad, a brother that's coming to kick the information. If he didn't, you know, I'm sorry, but I was waiting to hear on him. But I'm going to tell you something. I will be here tuning in with you guys every week, guarantee. And I will do all I can do to help.
And we appreciate that. And Dr. Ali, he will be back. That's my brother, you know, from know him for some time now. So I know he'll, you know,
he'll be back on the show. That's one of my heroes, man. He's a hero of mine, man. I love the brother's teaching. I love the brother. He inspires me. It's a lot of brothers out there. Right now, like I tell you, sister, you're going to be fighting more of your own than you fighting the opposite. So, especially if you know. So, I'm going to tell you.
Oh, of course. And
I love that brother, and I love other brothers with him.
Right, indeed. All right, brother. All right, Dre. I'll talk to you soon, beloved.
Peace. I'll be calling you, sister. Don't worry. I'll be calling you, all right?
All right. Peace and love.
Hey, Ebony, thank you so much. Do you have any parting words? And I guess we're going to end this show now.
Yes, I just want to let everybody know, again, I put in the chat room, and, I apologize, and I thank you all for tuning in again. I do apologize for any inconvenience we may have caused, but I'm telling you right now, we're going to make it up to you. My word is bond. Trust and believe that. If you don't, you have no idea who I am, but like I said, my word is bond. We're definitely going to make it up to you. Again, we're only a half an hour away from Sebastian Graves debuting his newest song called New Kaliop, which will be playing at around 10 o'clock, right, Trace? 10 p.m. So please tune into this brother. This baby is from Wilmington, Delaware. He's a 16-year-old singer, songwriter, and rapper. Once you hear his voice, you will understand why this brother is being debuted on the station, okay? Until we meet again, family, I love you all so very much. You have no idea. Just thank you so much for just everything and the energy, because I can feel it. Until next time, till we meet again, I will see you next weekend. Peace and so much love.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time
when the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined to
that
die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
It fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
such
live.
Such a bad way to live.
Who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
When we can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live for life.
Live for life.
But let's live, everybody.
Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
See, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to live, but who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Yeah, to save our world. Yeah, save our sweet world. Save a world that is destined.